Hey there, Elaine Hamilton, talking about disappointment. And I think it's a very interesting reaction that we have to incidences or thoughts that then don't occur. And this idea of disappointment. It's funny, actually, I was told by my Reiki teacher many, many years ago, 30 over years, don't have expectations, because if you don't have expectations, then you can't be disappointed. And at the time, I took it as a very surface kind of thing. It was like, oh, yeah, just don't expect anything from life, which actually I don't really feel is a very good way of doing it, because then you kind of really, I don't know, it gets a bit sad because, like, oh, I don't expect anything from life. I'll never be disappointed if I don't expect anything from somebody. Like, you have no standards, you have no, like, people can just walk all over you. You just have zero expectations of behavior or boundaries. So I actually don't. I think that needs that statement, although true, does need to have certain qualification around it. But I think the mechanics of disappointment is kind of interesting to observe in yourself. So recently I had an outside event that essentially meant that what I was hoping to do in the next couple of years was shut. So I had an expectation in my mind, or a plan in my mind for my future, and I have been now told that's not possible. And so my body and my mind kind of went into shock. I mean, not big shock, but it was kind of like, oh, it was like, oh, now I'm sad. And I felt sad. I felt grief come up. I felt like, oh, that door's really shut now. There was a certain finality to it. I was kind of grieving. In a way, and I was also in a bit of panic as well. I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? That was a few days ago. And I went through a kind of mini low. My body kind of felt low. My mind felt low. I watched telly, hung around, meditated, went for walks. And then I kind of like, I'm fine again, right? So it's curious to me that the body needs to go through a kind of process. That was interesting. And my emotions had to go through a kind of releasing. Like the thought I had held around this future had energy around it that included emotions. Like I was invested in that sense. Like my body was invested, my mind, my emotions. So there was an energy invested around this idea. And the thing that's really interesting is it's just an idea. It's not actually real, because the future is never real. It's the only thing that's real is now, right? Even the past's not real either. Like you have it as a memory, but it's not happening. And you think about how much energy we put into holding ideas of our past. I mean, that's a shitload of energy we're putting right there, right? We're carrying it around with us, our past, especially if we have trauma, the trauma of my past. We're lugging it around everywhere. And every single one of these ideas, we're holding emotional, mental, physical energy in it. Because I think about what I just went through over the last couple of days. I mean, to be fair, it was a pretty major life change, but still, it was still only an idea in my mind. Oh, this is what I'd like to do. And when it became a non-idea, nope, you have to discard that. You have to put that to one side. You have to let that go. There was a lot of like, oh, a lot of energy was released into the system that I then had to assimilate back into my system. And it just really got me thinking, because the thinking that we do and its actual real impact. I mean, we know this, but it's interesting to really observe it and really kind of investigate, be curious around it. Because it has made me realize that when I invest so much time and energy into creating a visual and an idea and a kind of vision for my future, there is real energy that goes into it from me. And that it's kind of interesting because then I started thinking about law of attraction. I was like, oh, but if I put that energy in and it's a real energy pattern that's out there in the cosmos, like I'm walking around with this energy system, plus all the other energy systems behind me. I mean, it kind of like, wow, there's all these kind of energy bubbles that are around. And then I kind of think, well, what about law of attraction? Because I had a friend when I was saying, oh, this is not going to happen anymore. She was like, well, if you don't believe it's going to happen, it's not going to happen. If if you put energy that it's going to happen, then it's going to happen. And that felt really off to me. I can't explain why. It just felt really wrong in my system. And I've come to really trust my system now. Like when my system goes, Murr, I'm like, oh, okay, something's off. And it's not me that's off. It's the information that's off. That's a beautiful thing to get to, by the way, when you get to that. And you probably already feel that, but you don't trust it. So really start trusting that. Especially if you've been, this is a side note, but if you've been brought up with family members or friends who are kind of gaslighting you in a way to get what they want, then your intuition will be really off. Because when you feel your intuition, you will think it's your fault. Something's wrong with you. So if that happens to you a lot, then just spend some time readjusting that. When you get something that feels off, it's not you that's off. It's the information. It's not even up the other person that's off. It's the information they're giving you that is off, and really start trusting that. So I had this information. Oh, I just need to believe in it. It will all be fine. And I was like, no, that's off. So then I jumped onto, as I do, I know YouTube will have the answer. And this beautiful video from Rupert Spira came up. And I'll link it below because it's so, yeah, it's really enlightening, right? And he talks about law of attraction, and the way he talks about it is from a personal viewpoint versus a creative viewpoint. So the personal viewpoint is me, Elaine, wants this thing to happen, and I've got it in my little energy ball, and I've put energy into it. And now it's got this energy, and I put it in front of me. This is what I want. That personal involvement of the me, the ego, the egoic involvement, sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't, right? If you think back to it, something it's probability 50-50. Just by playing the probabilities, some of the stuff you want in life is going to come to pass, and some of the stuff you want in life isn't going to come to pass. Because it's from a personal egoic viewpoint that has no real power. So the power that it had was personal to me. Like I created that. And when it got sideswiped, I needed to assimilate that back. But it was essentially just my stuff, my energy. And what Rupert Spira was saying was that when law of attraction works properly, I guess, or actual, the law of the universe, there is a creative impulse that comes and expresses through us. And that creative impulse, when that comes forward and out, that creates attraction. So that creates, but it's not even creating an attraction. It's almost like it's creating. Let's just leave it at that. Not even, you don't even need the attraction part to qualify that. It's simply creative energy. And when that creative energy comes out and expresses itself into the world, albeit through you as a little person, that has impact, that has flow, that has energy, and that has manifestation. That manifests. And as he's talking about that, I can feel the difference. And hopefully, as I'm clumsily trying to relay this to you, you'll be able to feel the difference too in your own life when there has felt an alignment with something creative that has just kind of gone bleh, out of you. And other times where you've put thoughts of, oh, I want, even as I'm thinking about it, talking about it now, it's like my whole movement is like, oh, I want this to happen. And I'm putting it in a little ball and my idea and da, 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 da. What the? Right? It's a completely different energy. And I just love that because, in a sense, that also puts a place for these modalities like law of attraction. You know, you don't have to dump all this stuff out as you follow this deeper calling into deeper truth, but it's putting it in the right place. And I think a lot of this, the stuff that in our back, in the backs of our mind, we're thinking, well, there's something to this though, right? Like, there is something to the law of attraction because we've all felt it in operation in our lives at some point. Like, these amazing synchronicities. This happens to me so often where I'll ask the universe for something and it literally just manifests in front of me. But now I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe if I track that back and investigate where that impulse really came from. Was it a small personal interest, an egoic interest, or was it a more of an expression of life force, universe, consciousness, awareness? That's kind of an interesting thing to ponder as well. And so, yeah, that's really the thought for the day is, how do you fit in your law of attraction? And as you do that, maybe you form less, I don't know, I'll let you know. Maybe you form less of these kinds of little bubbles of personal tightness around ideas in the future that haven't happened yet, which you then have to kind of disassimilate, disseminate, reabsorb into your energy field when the disappointment hits. Because what I've noticed is that, having had that disappointment, I'm kind of a bit clearer now that this next thing, this next unfolding, whatever that is just to be open to what doors are actually opening in front of me, rather than trying to put a door there and go, I want this one, this is the one I want. But actually just to be more in flow for what's coming next. I'm not promising that that's going to stick for any time, but it's just interesting. It's interesting to observe the mechanics of what's actually happening. And this is really what I think this kind of inward journey is all about, is getting real and honest. What's actually happening, rather than what do you believe, or what do you want to believe, or what do you wish to happen, and blah, 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 blah. There's the struggle. And actually, it's more about the opening to what is really happening. What is really happening? Not what you want to be happening, or what you think should be happening, or what the books say should be happening. None of that. It's what's actually happening, and how are you actually responding to it, and what information is that giving you? That's it, really. It's kind of simple. All right. That's all from me for today. Take care. Bye.